You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.
Listener caution is advised. The following broadcast contains bad language and bad grammar and probably bad spelling, which is frankly an achievement for audio content.
In my beard.
Mobile audio stream enabled at tunein.alphageekradio.com. Chat room enabled at geek-io.net/live. Geek.io initialized.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io, put geek in and geek out.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Geek.io show, episode number 188. Your weekly dose of geeky goodness, recorded the 23rd of March, 2017. I am, of course, your host, the returning, triumphant, amazing, spectacular. None of those are true except for returning CJ Boat.
Oh, you're spectacular, CJ. And I'm Jared. My beer's all gone.
Oh, beer's gone. Need more beer.
I am also returning, Dale Campbell.
And I was told I'm not supposed to deep throat the ice cream cone, but damn, it went down fast. It's Rachel.
And our guest just left. Wow, that's exciting for everyone.
See, this is why Rachel's not supposed to deep throat the ice cream cone.
This is why Rachel's not meant to deep throat the ice cream cone.
He's coming in and out of
here. Now I can hear you. It cut out. I was listening to the intro and it went boop. I'm like, maybe this is part of the show. And I see CJ going back. I was like, ah. I can hear you now.
But the man who does more random podcasts than both me and Dale combined, but not Neil, because nobody weirds Neil. The first rock god of podcasting, by me, look at our Dragon Con video, Charles McFall.
Well, I'm glad this finally worked out, because it's been an uphill climb with the audio tonight. Glad to be here, CJ.
Oh, man. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Man, it's a blast. I noticed I get to sit next to Rachel again, who I drunkenly called Raquel the whole time at DragonCon.
I don't take offense. Trust me. I've been called so many things. Just don't call me things that Patrick's Day call me, and we're good.
Oh. Impressed you made it up to the stage without falling down. Then, so.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I think he had his eyes like on the steps, like, okay, there's one here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, it's there!
Why are there so many steps here? Oh my
God. And I need to get a hold of Dumbo to see about doing another one this year, since I got to get a hold of him early because I'm wanting to import weird Japanese food.
Now, I will say, I did talk to Dunaway about Dragon Con, and he said there will absolutely be no drinking before 10 p.m. I think I ruined it for everybody last year.
Before 10 p.m. or 10 a.m.?
Before 10. Well, okay, on the stage for the show. Before 10. Yeah.
But see, that's...
you can drink.
This is my cup.
It was the Booze and Phasers show. You had. What choice did you have?
Yeah,
right. Right. And we're doing another one this year. Hopefully we're doing a giant size team up night on Sunday night, where it'll be all the shows on my network from 6 p.m. until midnight, and Booze and Phasers. And another one called Botched, a D&D podcast, where their logo is a boot of beer with dice in it for ice. Those two will be heavily drinking shows. It'll be fun.
But that's the thing, though. 10 p.m. in which time zone? So as long as you can say it's 10 p.m. in this time zone, therefore we can drink on stage.
The only legitimate time zone, ours. Oh.
Clay, that's what I keep telling people. Nobody believes me. Eastern is the only one that matters.
He taught me growing up.
Exactly. If you're kidding,
5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and some other random bloody time that nobody's going to be awake because it's after our bedtimes, Central.
Dick, Friday, 7 p.m. Central.
Again, Central's time zone was always second. I felt left out.
Oh.
There is no time zone for you.
There's no time zone for you.
You are in the abyss.
To be time free, first you must recognize there is no time zone.
Ooh,
not anymore. Wow. Now it's all on demand.
An EBD teacher, there is no time zones because at the end of the day, I'm just like, oh, what time is home? Now, if you want to. Goodbye.
But it's only 9:30 in the morning.
Well, that was my Tuesday. We have, I'll preempt this with first grade has testing. First grade and second grade, yay, SAT 10. I hate testing. My students do not like testing, and I like it just about as much as they do. Problem is I've got kindergarten and first grade, and kindergarten does not test. So my kindergartner was very with me to the point where he snapped his headset and said, "Fuck you, I'm leaving, I'm going home."
Wow.
He needed to walk out the door, walk off campus, go over to the corner of the main road, and stood there and waited for his parental unit, shall I say, to come get him after I called them and said, "This is what he's done. My principal said, my behavior specialist said, come get him." Turn it around. It's 10:12 in the morning, and he's all yours.
Wow.
I hope you didn't have any plans today.
My son, he's in pre-K right now, but he wants homework because he sees his siblings do it. He would have wanted you to give him some kind of test. He would have been happy with that.
Well, see, that was something the problem. Yeah. He wanted to be doing the test, and he wanted the one-on-one time with me, which I appreciate. I adore that he wants to learn, and he's smart. But, sweetheart, you're going to be doing this next year, and you're going to be saying, "Fuck you, I hate you, I'm not doing this next year." Trust me. Stinks.
I don't want this.
You know, he'll make my scores look great because he can actually read, and none of my first graders this year can read. They're like, I can't read this. And I'm like, you just got to try. I can't read it for you. Sorry.
Do your best.
Wow.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry for my paychecks. Sorry that, not sorry that you can't read because you won't sit down and let me teach you.
Sorry for my paycheck.
Oh, I've tried.
Oh, man. All right, so let's go ahead and kick into Gamers. What? Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos.
Gadgets, Games,
yeah,
and
that.
Gizmos.
Pew, pew. For Gory Hole? What, CJ?
As opposed to Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos. Except for that.
He doesn't.
Yeah, but that's not what he was saying. It sounded like he was coming out with something like gamers go for glory holes.
Geeks, gays, and glory holes. That's the name of this show now. That's the name of this show.
There you go. I'm adding it. I don't care.
That's your title. Yep. Gadgets, gays, and glory holes.
Glory holes. Think of the SEO on that. Wow. Do we want that audience? Yeah. I don't think
so.
Spelling of glory holes, I wasn't sure.
Hyphenated.
Because it's triple G, not triple GH.
Got it.
Wow. All right. Shoot.
It's been a couple weeks. She is
the teacher, so we'll just go with what she says.
Yeah.
This is not alcohol. This is straight tea tonight. I'm being good. He's the drunk.
Hey. No, you don't need to be sexist. It can be any gender tea or any sexuality tea it wants to be.
Yeah, it can be very, very, very
I'm
straight
not
tea.
Teaist.
By the way, today's slip-ups are brought to you by Beach Blonde, brought to you from Three Daughters Brewery in St. Petersburg, Florida. Not a sponsor of the show, but damn, their beers are good.
Yeah, and straight you're tea. Not the one making these comments. I am.
See, the straight tea is what's doing it. If only you had trans tea, that's what would make it better.
Interesting.
All right, so let's go. This is Gadget Games and Gizmos, where we talk about the stuff that we've been doing in the last week-ish. I'm going to go first.
See, I already popped the cherry on that one with my tantrum on Tuesday.
Exactly.
This is not getting any better.
Dale, can your voice get any higher?
Yes!
All right.
Dale will be auditioning for Mickey Mouse today.
Actually, I can. Here we go. Hang on. Let me just reach up here.
God.
Let me just
do weird crap
with those.
That's right. Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, that
doesn't
was
count.
Damn it.
I put the bra on my head because it's floral, but it just wouldn't work.
Yeah, say well.
Anyway. Anyway. This is that kind of party.
It's that type of podcast today.
I don't have enough alcohol currently, apparently.
Well, it's only what? It's 12:36 here, and I have to go to work this afternoon.
CJ, so. What have you been doing this last week and a half that we haven't talked?
So, I've been playing a lot of Breath of the Wild.
Whoa.
I've heard of that.
A lot of Breath of the Wild on the Switch. A little bit more here you can get into Raul and mine and Miguel's raving review of it on over at Gamer Geeks, but yeah. So games just don't hold the same luster to me at all than Breath of the Wild does. So yeah, I've now maxed out on my stamina. I just got yelled at by the shrine. They're like, "Hey, you don't need to upgrade your stamina anymore." I'm like, "But I wanna."
Hey! A ring and a half of that was me.
Now I'm hunting. Now I'm hunting dragons because I have to take their horns. Dragons, they float around in the sky, and you shoot their horns off of them.
This is not selling the game right now.
You shoot the horns off of dragons from the middle of the air while you're stopping time. Selling the game.
Stopping time. I missed that part. Sorry.
But yeah, I'm also.
I don't know how to make this any more awesome. Maybe if he's on fire while he's doing it.
I can be on fire while I'm doing it, or I can be Shadow Link from Ocarina of Time while doing it. But also, I run around hunting half horse, half lion people that breathe fire and shoot me with lightning arrows.
Ooh, lightning arrows.
Lightning.
And then he
turns out like
and smacks their asses. It's great.
Yes. I hop on their backs and pull their hair a little bit. It pisses them off.
Okay. They don't.
This
like
sounds them. Like a GTA Narnia edition. I mean, yeah. Shooting dragons and slapping whores that are lions. I don't understand.
Wow.
I mean, it's basically Legend of Zelda Skyrim edition. I mean, so.
Well, Rao explained it last week as Zelda meets my first Dark Souls.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. If you are interested in games that don't hold anything back, but you are afraid of you know, difficulty, yes, this is baby's first Dark Souls.
Okay.
Dark Souls with training wheels, if you will. But also in the video game world, one other video game that I've played this week, Gamer Geeks for my reviews are going to be real boring this week, has been Overwatch because they released a new hero, Ankh, and she's a four-legged weird spider lion creature who's built by an 11-year-old girl.
Wait, what?
What? That kind of sounds like they took inspiration from Borderlands 2.
Feels like her mecha.
Yeah. I forget what it's called too.
Yeah. Here, just because I want to hear Dale say it, can you read the GTA Narnia, the little parentheses that I added in there? Because that's appropriate for CJ's new character in Overwatch.
All right. GTA Narnia, the lion, the bitch, and that dragon doe. Lion?
A little bit of that. Other than that, like, I'm gonna get, all right, here we go, weeaboo time, you guys. This is everybody's favorite part.
I missed this.
It's still amazing. It's still Assassination Classroom, but in like JRPG magic world. It's freaking amazing. 10 minute little bumpers. It's awesome.
A lot of words that I did not understand.
Kobayashi's Dragon Maid is a show about a dragon who turns into a big-breasted girl who falls in love with a flat-chested introvert.
What?
And I have to say, I watched the fan service episode last night, and I've never seen more dragon titties in my life. It.
First of all,
how's this not the show title?
Second of all,
go on.
What?
As I tried typing. So, but I mean, it's a family friendly anime. It really is. It's just kind of
except very, for that episode.
And, service-y, but it's very like there's not a lot of violence. There's no violence.
Where did you get those bathing suits? Oh, they're dragon scales. Do you like them?
It's much like this. It's much like this show. We're family friendly, but with fan service. See?
I'd have a bra on if we were doing fan service.
No,
but
so would I.
Also, washing Legion down with because. Good God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the little bit of Legion that I've watched, no thank you. Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you stick with it, you get inebriated, it's a trip, man.
Could
it's,
not
I like
watch
Legion.
That show inebriated. I would die.
No.
Oh, I got scared to hell and back in October. I'm like, nope, any kind of not being in my complete mindset, nope, done.
Okay, I'm gonna throw CJ under the bus for this. So CJ was home with the kids on Monday because I had to go to work because... So Aaron's in bed napping, too, but she woke up. So he put her behind the couch.
What?
Table there. He's just like, you know, on the floor, color, lay down. It's a little area, reading book area for the kids. It's fine. So he's watching Legion.
Oh, jeez.
Like, I came in the last, 15 minutes of the show?
Yeah, wow.
Shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh.
It's just a TV show. Would you shush it?
Nice.
Oh.
Derm.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And he goes,
it's because you're not watching
shit.
It.
She goes, Daddy, you've got a potty mouth.
Not watching it. She's not even.
The couch. She can't see it. We've got the couch and then the TV's over here, but she's behind the couch.
Hear
some things, but she wasn't watching it.
So she's not really actually caring about what's happening on there. So
she was sitting humming the Pokemon theme song.
And then
gotta catch them all.
So yeah, I washed down Legion with Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maids because what's better than a mind fuck than you know dragon boobs?
My Saturday night, apparently.
A show that I actually started rewatching again with Kiara is called Interviews with Monster Girls. A high school in Japan with and humans. It's a world where monsters are fully integrated into society and a teacher is trying to understand them. But
sorry, I like to understand weird shit. What can I say?
See, when I read that in the show notes, I thought you actually did interviews with some monster girls.
I mean, I have a daughter who's like my daughter, so yes.
And I've met your daughter. So.
Still, you've met me. Let's face it, he lives with me, so.
I mean, again, so yes,
it's possible.
I've slept on your couch in your lounge room, so that's what can I say.
You slept with me, Dale.
That's right, not once.
What?
Not once, but twice.
In a hotel room.
Ooh.
At the Swan, which was amazing.
I'm out of tea.
You're out of straight tea.
Also, the newest Contender expansion came in, and it is Hamilton based. RL. Real person Hamilton and also the musical Hamilton.
Oh.
IRL Hamilton. IRL Hamilton.
I'm fairly sure Jazz just left the stain.
So Jazz, apparently I know what I'm bringing to Dragon Con for Jazz.
Jazz just jazzed it. That's what happened.
It's a me.
Whoa.
Miss Kobayashi. Charles is highlighting Miss Kobayashi.
I'm totally like searching this thing to see what's going on here. I'm Googling the crap out dragon titties.
Also, ravioli, do not loot the dragon lobby. That's all I'm saying.
I actually have a safe search on.
No, it's mostly, I mean, yeah, don't.
You can't take it back, man.
Also, Rachel and I with the kids went to go see the new Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Both of them?
And the Beast. We're not really going to discuss what it is because doing a live at Florida Polycon about said Beauty and the Beast April 4th.
And it might actually
or not April 4th, April 8th.
April 8th.
April 8th.
If our friends have some feedback on the original versus the new one, yes, definitely give us compare contrast kind of thing.
But if you want to do notes, go ahead and send them to me, cj@geek-io.net. Yeah, we'll be doing a live show. I'm going to try. I don't know how the internet there is going to be. I'm going to try and stream it, but I'm definitely going to... Yes. It will be on the feed. but yes, right.
Stay tuned.
From Florida Polycon, which is a... for those who are like... it's at Florida Polytechnic. So they just picked the name Polycon, which kind of has a different connotation. But, you know, whatever.
Circle your traveling in time.
It can mean many things to many people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Florida Polytechnic.
Does it have five sides? That's what I want to know. Does it have five sides?
Polygon? I've never actually been in there. We drive by going to Disney, so I don't know.
Yeah. Jazz got what I was going for.
Polytechnic.
Nice. Pretty much all I've been doing. Mostly Breath of the Wild and S4 stuff.
Oh, yeah, S4 stuff.
Yeah. So, since I already kind of stepped on her toes a little bit, Rachel.
Aw, you mean I get to go on my tantrum now, as if I haven't already had a couple? new Pokemon Go stuff, though. Tomorrow is day 7. So day 7 now means when I go to a Pokestop, I get some free upgrade shit, and I damn well better get some free upgrade shit because I have one metal coat that I can do jack shit with.
I got nothing.
You will.
F that.
So
mess.
Maybe unbeknownst to people here, I am one of the co-hosts of Pokemon Go podcast.
Yes.
And I can tell you, I can tell you that absolutely. I spun 7 today. It was my first 7-day streak in the update. And I got the upgrade, is what I got. So I have a metal coat and an upgrade now. So it absolutely will drop for you.
Tomorrow will be day 7. So it'd be a nice way to end my week because I do that on my way home from work.
Yeah.
So yes. So if you are wondering, Pokemon Go is still a thing.
Oh, I know it's
sad. God, yeah.
Charles does a podcast about it, don't you know?
I
listen to the podcast.
It's a podcast. I just come on them and... That's not true. He made me listen to a podcast in the car on the way up to South Carolina.
Yelled at me before.
I didn't yell at you. I just said that I needed something that... on at that point in time because we're down in the back roads of South Kakalaki. And I wanted to focus on it and I couldn't focus on it because I was like, oh, I'm not on I-95 anymore. This is not a straight shot. This is like, I have to actually focus. Anyway,
South
I digress.
Kakalaki. Sorry, that place is called what? South Kakalaki? Is that what?
Kakalaki.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. That's what she said.
All right.
Kakalaki.
I'll take your word for it.
So, last week, well, on Friday last week, Thursday we did a whole lot of driving because I had a concert that I bought tickets for my mother and I because I am apparently, you know, a 70-year-old woman stuck in a 33-year-old body, and I had to drag my mother to go see Chicago, the band, not the musical, the concert for their 50th. Anniversary.
Gosh, I was hoping it was going
to be. That's actually kind of cool.
Really?
And considering 4 members of this band are still the original, that means that they're at least 68 years old.
Yeah.
What about that? Was Peter Cetera there? Or?
No, he's not been in the band for years.
Yeah, but he was the only good part of it.
Oh. Smacked up.
That hurts me right here. Here that actually meant anything that might actually hurt.
That wasn't just a dried up shriveled blackness rock. I know
it's black rock. It might be a luminous stone. It might shine in the darkness. We won't go there. But yes, I called my mom
about 2 months ago, and I said, hey, Ma, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. You want to go on a hot date with your daughter for St. Patrick's Day? What? I said, you're going to a concert. Don't make any plans. Deal with it. My brother's girlfriend and my brother watched the kids for me because I'll probably have them with me. So CJ ended up coming, so he hung out at home with the kids. But my daughter turns around and said, well, Mommy better be home by midnight.
Oh.
Excuse me? What? No. And I looked at my daughter the next day, and I said, you know, Mommy was out playing with old people. They go to bed by 10. We didn't get out of there until 11:30. I was still home before midnight. So,
old people don't
50 years, four of them are still originals, and it was 2.5 straight.
Nice.
Wow.
Just music that I grew up with, so I was quite happy. But, of course, me being me, I had to go, you know, do something fucking insane. And thank you to my love, my absolute favorite gay man, Gary. I now have a rainbow in my hair, for those that are actually watching.
Wow.
It is able to be hidden. And my principal thinks it's hysterical. She goes, you have a rainbow tail. Her daughter's like, oh, my God, she's got a unicorn tail.
I was going with Rainbow Bright. Yeah, Rainbow, that's what I grew up with.
Bright or Rainbow Dash.
So while she's in sixth grade, right? She's like, oh, my God. No, it's not Rainbow Dash. It's just I wanted to
no
be.
No bronies, man. No bronies.
Oh.
No comment.
I know.
My little pony. Yeah.
Bronies to the glue factory. Sorry.
Anyway.
That's what I did. Wait, what?
Bob, right, Jazz?
Yep. The one with the yellow eyes.
Anyway, move on.
Aside from that, you know, we've got colorful hair. We've got Rachel at a concert. No messages on her phone. And then I drive, you know, 22 minutes from concert hall to my mother's house, and I have 14 messages from a drunken lunatic who can't seem to comprehend that things are over, and then has the audacity to tell me that he's drunk because it's St. Patrick's Day. So, me being me. Folks, here's a public service announcement. Just because it's St. Patrick's Day, has to drink. And if you're an alcoholic and using St. Patrick's Day as an excuse to drink when you're not fucking Irish, go fornicate yourself with a pricker bush or masturbate with a cheese grater because you, sir, have a problem.
That sounds half fun. Do you masturbate with the small grill or the small fine cuts that parts or the big cut parts?
Whichever gives you more painful pleasure.
Just let that one roll.
They've got a problem.
There's no way I was going to let that
one. I would apologize for that. I wouldn't apologize for that, but I don't remember any of it. I blacked out. Sorry.
We had a great conversation. Me and the other person.
You skipped over something here.
Yes. But most people know that the last, what? Oh, wait, since we've been doing this podcast, CJ.
Right.
Gotcha. The first 4 years, I was getting my associate's degree and my bachelor's degree. And the last 2 years, I've been teaching in gainful employment in a job I really do like, as much as I gripe about it on occasion. Waiting for a as to whether I'm being accepted into an educational leadership program, which opens up principal, assistant principal, and guidance counselor to me.
Ooh.
So,
I'm sorry. When I'm your guidance counselor, okay. Rachel, I'm like,
we can have a pep talk here. Let's go, kiddo. What's your major malfunction?
Let's go.
I think you're perfect because you sit the kid down just because it's St. Patrick's Day, little Dan. Fucking drink, you jackass! I'll get the fuck out of my class.
And here's a cheese grater.
But see. Contrary to my language on the podcast, because this is my adult time and my adult conversation, CJ will tell you that even when I'm on school grounds for like after work, it will work. I ran into a former student's guardian yet, and this person turned around and goes, oh, well, I know that.
in my waiting room chair at my doctor's office, and I felt like saying, "Bitch, kiss my fat white ass." Yours is the fat white ass. Let's not even go there, because I know that human being you really are. So have a fabulous day.
What? Boy now.
Bye-bye.
When it comes to my job, I'm a time professional, except for, you know, the rainbow colored hair that I've got right now. And I'm just like, all the kiddos are like, "Oh, your hair is so pretty." I went, "Shh, you saw nothing." This Ross was the first one to see it. Her daughter was pointing it out. She was like, "Mom, look, she's got the most awesome hair." And I'm like,
"No, I don't
see that."
It's not officially part of the dress code.
So you were working on this. What happened?
I'm waiting. I put my final piece in on Tuesday before everything at work blew up and me and my cohort, who are actually both awaiting our acceptance, had to go out and deal with a student who was having the bus couldn't go very far. It was drama. It was a long story. And of course, the admin building and my AP is out on maternity leave, and she's like, "You guys can handle this. You can hold down the fort." I was like, "Yeah, sure, no problem." We're both like, "We got this. We can do." And of course, you know, it's one of our kiddos in our neck of the woods, so it's like, so we're calling and texting our principal. We're working with the secretary, and then it's like, "Well, together, and get him situated to get home with campus police, because we're not transporting. We can't. We're not admin. We don't have that. No. Help. Please don't make us do this." But no, we went and we got him and the bus. And I just looked at him like, "Honey, what is the problem? Let's sit and talk about this, because what's going on is just not okay." He went home. He came back today. He's an awesome kiddo and I adore him, but why you gotta beat up people on the bus? Not a good choice. Kids, if you ever listen to this as adults, I pray that you weren't the kid beating up other kids on the bus, because there is really just oh.
And if you were, go back to the previous 5 minutes of
take its message to heart.
Frozen. Get angry at Frozen, not at the kids on the bus that are saying stupid stuff. So yeah, that is my world, between concerts and dumb drunks and the waiting game for my master's program. This is my world. Welcome to it. I'm going to pass it to somebody who's had exciting a time. Dale, what have you been doing?
Absolutely jack nothing. No. I was going to see Beauty and the Beast last night, but I got flaked on, so that's exciting. Because I'm not going to say what I was going to say, because I don't think it's safe for internet.
Because you're loved.
Because I am, well, clearly not loved if they flaked on me.
Come over here, Dale. I'll take you to see Beauty and the Beast. It's fine.
Okay, yeah. How?
Please, Dale. What? We'll make a date of it.
You're here with Rachel and CJ. That's the same thing.
Yeah, so, well,
I mean, you don't get much more beautiful.
Oh, wow. Well,
she does have the height. Like, I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, this is true.
I could rock those man pecs, let me tell you. And I definitely have the growl down when things
not
are
once.
You know, going. So.
Not once, but twice, Rachel. No, I'm just kidding.
I just have to not wax for a day or two. It'll be fine.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry, Charles. I don't want to break you, but I might break
you.
No,
I'm good. I'm good. It's nice to be the good one in the bunch for once, because usually I'm the one saying the bad stuff.
I got you covered. You can be the nice one tonight. I'll be the horrible person.
Swear, Rachel.
That was my other thing. I stood on the back of a chair that was flat on the ground, like, you know, the back part here, it was laying down, and I stood on it and I watched a kid scream in my face and cry every time I pulled his hoodie off for 90 minutes yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
I told her that he was trying to turn Super Saiyan.
He really was.
I called TJ at my lunch break and he's outside my door screaming like,
like, check his head. See if he's blonde. She goes, he's already blonde. I go, check his eyebrows. He might be going Super Saiyan 3.
He's Hispanic. He's definitely not blonde.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said he has a hood on. I can't tell. I go, to check his eyebrows.
It was Krillin. I was waiting for him to turn into Krillin.
Head.
I was waiting for him to turn into Krillin.
Anyway.
Spoilers.
Spoilers, yeah.
When your social worker turns around and says, do you think he's going to pass out from overheating and lack of oxygen?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
We'll go with that. Actually, a follow-up from last week. I got more than 66% on that devil paper that I handed in, so that's exciting. Yo. Yeah,
What grade is that? A PD or a D?
It's not a HD. It's not a HD, nor a D.
Not an HD.
No, not high definition.
Is it the LD?
It's the LD.
No, it was just a big D.
It was a big D.
Discussion last week about the Australian grading system.
Versus the American grading system. It was pretty good. No, 70%
you can get is an HD.
The highest you can get is a HD, and then it goes to a D, and then a C, and then a P, and then an F. Yeah, don't. Well, go so to the last week's show. That's...
We get an F on whether you're American or Australian.
Yeah,
get
but the
F.
Part I don't get is you can fail by getting...
Fabulous!
You can fail from getting more than 50% of the mark. That is all I had the problem with. That's all I had the problem with. That just...
America.
That rubs me in all of the right places. All right, apart from that, I've been doing nothing. So, Charles, what about you?
Well, of course, the Pokemon event is going on. And I got to tell you, if you play Pokemon Go and you don't have a Pokemon Go Plus, you are missing out because the Pokemon Go Plus is the way to go. But I'm a filthy casual, man. I don't keep up with anything current as far as games, but I guess I saw an announcement on Facebook yesterday and it worked at cdkeys.com, I think it is there was a 99-cent CD key for Assassin's Creed Unity on Xbox One. That game still runs for $60 digital on GameStop and it's like $50-something on Amazon. 99 cents, man. I got my code and I downloaded it. It's the full game and everything. It was one day only. That was awesome.
Wow.
And then I guess I keep up with games by doing the Xbox Live Gold free with games. So I know they're older, and that's fine. But I just got Evolve this month, and it's still available to the end of the month.
Evolve is
and,
a badass game. Don't diss Evolve.
Right? No, I'm not dissing. I'm saying I waited till it came to free, you know, with my membership, and I'm playing it. And so that's why. Of course, I saw Logan and watching Iron Fist, one of the hosts on Breaking the Panel, and we do everything comic book related and those kind of things. See, CJ, it wasn't lying. I do a lot of random podcasts.
You know, some EMS show earlier, like
at least you don't
do
any.
I do a show. So I'm.
So can we get your blurb of Iron Fist?
Yeah. You know, it's a slow. The Iron Fist is a slow burn. You really have to like character development for the first couple of episodes, but every episode something new hits and it gets better, as opposed to like say Daredevil, where it did some character development in the first episode but then really just started attacking and fighting in the second. Iron Fist is more slow to build up, but I'm enjoying it. I love character development and it's a lot of fun. I'm only about four episodes through. I did a whole panel on four episodes because the rest of the guys had seen the whole series, but it's good. If you like the Marvel stuff, I think you'll like this show.
Nice one so far, and it was
first show, so it's like
we're doing it for our other show. So.
Too great on episode one.
Yeah, you know, episode one is slow, but I picked up on the subtleties. Like when he starts doing the flashback, it's a special kind of lighting, right? It has that little flashy lighting thing. I think there's something else to that. I'm the hopeful optimist all the time. I just go ahead wanting cool things to happen.
I'm glad we have someone who is.
Yeah.
Negativity.
Iron Fist was the one that I was super excited for because I read a lot of Iron Fist growing up. So like I was so stoked for Iron Fist, and to see like the episode one just being Arrow Batman Begins. He's like, man, I don't. No, I'm not okay with this, you guys.
It was definitely establishment. I know Paul Klotz, one of our other hosts, he had a problem with some of the choreography because Iron Fist is supposed to be the best at what he does, and he's sloppy. But it's like,
nice way. That's Logan.
But no, Logan was boss, man. Logan was a great movie.
Yet. I want to see it so bad.
Go see it. Download it.
Yeah, I might have to do that.
ProXBN. Geek20 at checkout. No, look, have a fun day.
Yeah, ProXBN.com. Geek20 at a checkout. Save yourself. Don't get tracked when you
do your online banking and use the YouTube for cat videos. So anyway, continue.
The summary on Logan was, it's the film that Fox should always be giving us, and the X-Men films should all have been like that film. It was if you go into Logan expecting cheesy comic book stuff, it will throw you for a loop. It is more of a Western as far as how the storytelling is going, and it's really good. I liked it. And Iron Fist, it gets better every episode. I can tell you that too. So,
oh, we're not going away.
Yeah, we're not giving up.
To watch it because, you know, I sat through Daredevil season one.
Yes, which you loved so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I know. He's the only one on the internet who didn't like Daredevil.
Apparently. Season one. Okay. Well, I liked it. I liked it when Wilson Fisk was on there, but other than that, no.
Fisk was solid.
Yeah.
No, we'll go all the way through Iron Fist. We got to get ready for Defenders.
Exactly.
Defenders.
Defenders, man, that's going to be the thing. Although they took Doctor Strange out of the Defenders and made him a big screen hero, which they won't mix with the TV. They're putting Punisher in, but I'm okay with Punisher. Punisher's cool. I was disappointed that they're not going to bring
whole element into it. Like, if we're not going to get Doctor Strange, which fine, okay, all right, we're going to make Doctor Strange an Avenger or something. Fine, okay, give us some kind of mystical element because that was a big thing in the Defenders.
And he does Sherlock, he does other TV shows, so it's not like, oh, I'm a big screen actor. It's like, let him be the bridge. He's the actor to be the bridge.
And they kind of like, sorry, it's Legion. Never mind, that gets into the astral realm stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Are we talking about Cumber Snatch? Is that who we're talking about there?
Yes. Bend the bitch, Cumber Snatch. Yes.
I was meant to say, you better quickly finish that before I clip that out of context. Thank you. Anyway.
And moving on.
We're just sliding shots.
I'm not going there.
So I see that, that Jared wants to talk about the Michael Jackson movie, Shyamalana.
Shyamalan. Yeah, so I finally saw Moana.
Yay!
Yay! It's because Bill had a birthday party this weekend.
The last 5 years.
What was that? What was that? Best movie of the last 5 years? Is that what you said?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! We're going to have a whoa. Fight. No.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was good. And I liked it a lot. I will not give it quite that rating, but
I've seen it several times since, and I still stand by the fact that it is my favorite Disney movie. And I've seen
Stockholm Syndrome does not account for taste.
CJ, I have all the buttons.
I wouldn't go that far.
Wow.
Well, I will say this: I don't think it's a true Disney film.
He's just charming as he can be.
Wow.
The Rock's cool. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it, but I felt like it was not a Disney film because they didn't kill the parents.
Hang on.
The whole movie.
The whole
I can't
time.
Lie. I said the same damn thing.
Like, they were actually caring good parents. So
it didn't,
like,
yeah. It didn't feel like
they're alive and they're not negligent. I don't understand.
It didn't feel like a Disney movie.
The flaw is that he's overprotective. Okay, that's not so bad.
Daughter of his only daughter. So it's like, yeah, I get that.
No, we don't leave the island.
No.
But see, they were in extreme danger. They could have died had she not succeeded.
But
dying. And
that doesn't.
But did nobody pick up on watching this? The water, right, is a character. The water is doing. The ocean's doing its thing. It's okay. Water, and then the larvitar or whatever the hell it was. You know, every time it hits the water, right? Every time it hits the water, it gets hurt. Like
you bit like too much.
I know. But I was like, I'm watching the show. Going, why doesn't the water just wave over this thing, rock it up, everybody gets past? And it was too easy of a thing to see. Oh, well, there's the symbol, and there's she's. The island is actually her. It's not a demon. And spoilers, by the way.
It wasn't meant to be a fight, though. That's the reason why the rock, Maui, was in generally just useless. He did nothing the entire show.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that was the entire point of it, though, to show that not everything has to come down to a fight.
No.
Exactly. You just have
fair
to
enough. I think they could have handled it better.
Wow. Shut up, Rachel. You want to fight about it?
And I'm not sure why they Alan Tudyk to make chicken noises, but that's cool.
Yeah, I know, right?
It has to be in every Disney movie now.
Every
Disney movie now. Which is okay. I'm okay with that. I just wish he had done more than make chicken noises.
Including Star Wars.
So, are you guys watching Powerless?
Turn on.
The first two episodes.
It's extraordinarily mediocre, but Alan Tudyk is a genius.
Alan Tudyk and what's her face?
Hudgens?
Yeah, Hudgens, Vanessa Hudgens. Both of them are amazing. Everybody else who is supposed to be the supporting cast does literally nothing. Like, those two, when they're on screen.
The woman who plays the secretary is pretty good.
Yeah.
At least the two episodes I watched.
See, they've watered down Ron Funches. I watched him a lot on Undateable, and I've seen some of his comedy specials, and I was excited for him in this show. And they've just kind of made him the one-liner, quirky sidekick, which is not his shtick at all. You know?
I don't know. The best thing about Powerless that I think is brilliant is the opening credits.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best part of that show. The opening credits.
Hey, and if the opening credits are the best part, you've got a small problem. You've got a tiny,
yeah,
problem.
No, right?
You're not wrong. Why do you think
the opening
not
credits are genius?
Spoiler show anymore.
Oh yeah, welcome to S4, where we spoil you rotten on everything you enjoy.
Yes. Powerless. It's better off Ted in the DC universe.
Ah,
but not as good.
But not as good.
I don't know, because I only watched two episodes. And
kind of scrubs, it is kind of better off Ted, but nowhere near as good as either one of them.
But I'm one of those that generally like better off Ted. I'm not in my way.
What?
It's the whole thing. I watched the whole thing.
Watch it again.
Couldn't.
No.
Hey, we're Jazz. Watching it again. Jazz, how about
that?
That's good.
Better off Ted again.
How about that Twin Peaks, Jazz?
How
about that Twin Peaks?
That's great.
Twin Peaks is amazing, though.
Thanks.
That comes out soon, doesn't it? The new Twin Peaks.
You guys should check out.
Yeah, it comes out in May.
Comes out in May.
I never got through the first episode of the original Twin Peaks.
Don't.
Then you and CJ can get along.
Not.
There you go.
Go. No. It is literally the worst piece of
Twin Peaks. S4 special.
There's a goldfish in the.
There was a fish
in the percolator.
In plastic. Okay.
Plastic.
The best part. Him and Albert were the two best parts of that show, and they're both dead.
I know. That's so sad. I'm so sad.
Spoilers. I've never watched it, CJ.
I think Albert did film some stuff before he died, so he should be at least a little bit in this new season. I hope.
He just goes around yelling at people for being stupid still, because that's the best part.
Well, that was his job.
Yes, I just want that. I want a supercut of Albert just calling people stupid. Like,
and then
spirit animal through that entire show.
Yells at everyone, but he's also a pacifist.
Yes, exactly. That's my spirit animal. Really angry, but a pacifist.
So yeah, so we had a birthday party. It was fun. There was a Moana cake. There was Moana.
Oh, that cake looked amazing.
Freaking out about the Moana cake. Kia needs the Moana.
God damn.
Did you see the inside of it?
No, I didn't.
rainbow. It was a rainbow inside.
What?
The higher king.
Yes, I saw it. It was.
I don't know. Has likes to torture herself or something. So
yeah, right.
Made it extra hard.
We'll have Katie come down to Florida. We'll pay for her to come down here and make a cake for our birthday, for the kids' birthdays. And I might not actually be joking about that.
Okay, but she would probably do that.
Yeah, if you pay for
both of them are absolutely out, and I quote AJ, can it be a Big Hero 6 cake? So
she's made one of those.
He needs it to be Fred. It needs to be Fred because Fred.
Uh-oh. The one she made didn't have Fred on it. It had Hero and
probably just have all six of them on there if we can get it in an ideal world. That's something we'll discuss off air. All
right. Logistics. On the internet.
Rainbow or...
something normal, so because, you know, making her travel and also bake two cakes.
No, the kids have asked for Pokemon.
They changed their mind after seeing the Moana cake.
Still talking about a Pokemon birthday party with both of them.
All right.
Akira's like, no, we're having a birthday party together.
I'm down with that.
All right. Let me book it.
We can make Pokemons.
Pokemon.
I said we just jump ahead and give him a Black Mirror cake and be done.
Because the kids are gonna love it.
Trust
the
kids will grow up.
As long as there isn't a pig on the cake, I'm fine.
Oh.
CJ, we need a Rorschach cake.
Ooh. I protested orange is the new black cake, honestly.
All right, Jazz, go ahead and give your last thing so that way we can roll easily into the mid-show.
I went last so that this ties directly into the middle song stuff. It makes sense now.
Yes, it's not at all that every Jared goes
every other time.
Yeah, every other show, Jared has to go last.
Well, you know, one might say you are CJ's right-hand man with some of his shows, so...
Aside from the Moana stuff, The other thing that Lin-Manuel Miranda's been making music for is that Hamilton thing that some people may have talked about and heard about before.
You've made it past the American Revolution. It's called
Hamilton.
Hamilton. You got this, Hamilton.
I mean, Hamilton.
Hamilton.
So last week I talked about, you know.
Shut it, Settle Dale. Down. Shut it fucking right now, Dale.
I've got that clipped out. I'll clip that out later. Thanks. That's my new text tone. Thanks for that.
Role reversal.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
I've got that for my text tone. That's my new ringtone. Yay.
Me going anyway.
Basically.
No, with not you.
Not you.
Last week, I talked about being inundated with the Moana soundtrack, even though I hadn't seen Moana yet. And I was like, hey, this is pretty good. You know what? I've been avoiding that Hamilton thing because of all the hype. I avoided it because there was just too much hype around it. This is good. I'll give it a shot. And I ended up listening to the first act of Hamilton like 3 times.
Did you miss your shot? Just curious.
I did not throw away my shot. So after the show last week, I listened to the second act finally. And at first, that's rough, man. That second act.
I mean, and it has
it's
its
all
ups
politics,
downs,
and, politics and sadness.
Politics
and sadness. Can we get back to politics now, please?
Like, you know, you're driving down the road, listening to It's Quiet Uptown, openly weeping in your car.
Yes.
Try not to wreck. Man, I don't know how I feel about this second act.
That was your story at the end of it. Oh, man.
I don't know. Everything from like the Reynolds pamphlet through It's Quiet Uptown. If you don't cry somewhere in there, then you have no soul. Listened to it once. It was rough. I listened to the first act again and loved it. And then I've listened to the second act, you know, 3 or 4 times since then. So it's fine. It's fine. I love the whole thing. And I'm a little bit obsessed. And I'm sorry I'm late to the game, but
next or no, late this year, they're going on tour. Atlanta is going to be
there. They're going to be in Atlanta May of 2018.
Yeah, let's do this thing. May of this year, Guardians of the Galaxy in Pensacola. May of next year, you, me, Rachel, Katie, Hamilton in Atlanta. Let's do this thing.
I am
on sale. I'm not joking. I'm going to buy tickets. So if you want in on it, let me know.
I know. I was like, oh, sweet. It's coming in May? Why are there no tickets on sale? Oh, May 2018.
May of 2018.
Okay, never mind.
Next year. And May next year again. So, yes.
So, yeah. Yeah, I know. Atlanta.
Somehow, though, that made Rachel have to flex. Like, I'll be out of school.
I'll be out of school.
You know, check out my...
No, I wish it was, like, educational school for me. No, I will be done teaching for the year before May. My last day is May 25th this year. It's May 22nd next year, I want to say.
She is rocking them man packs though. So
yeah, those man packs right there. All right.
You're all jealous of my beastly man packs.
Absolutely.
Of beastly man packs. It's intermission time. We're going to take a quick break. It's going to be Jonathan Young's right-hand man. We're also going to take a break for listen to our sponsors as well. And on the other side, since nobody else posted anything, I found some rock music trivia. Duh. British Animal House got troops on the water. 32,000 troops in New York Harbor. 32,000 troops in New York Harbor. They surround the troops, they surround the troops, they surround the troops. As a kid in the Caribbean, I wished for a war. I knew that I was poor. I knew it was the only way to rise. My story, I am either gonna die on the battlefield in glory or rise up. I will fight for this land, but there's only one man who can give us a command so we can rise up. Understand, it's the only way to rise up. Rise up. Here he comes. Here comes the general. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the general. The moment you've been waiting for. Here comes the general. The pride of Mount Vernon. Here comes the general. George Washington. We are outgoings, outmans, outnumbered, outplans. We gotta make it all accent. Hey, yo, I'm gonna need a right-hand man. Can I be real a second? Second, let down my guard and tell the people how I feel a second. Now I'm the model of a modern major general, the venerated Virginian veteran whose men are all riding up to put me up on a pedestal, writing letters to relatives and relishing my elegance and eloquence. Like the elephant is in the room, the truth is in your face when you hear the British cannons go boom. Any hope of success is fleeting. How can I keep leading when the people I'm leading keep retreating? We put a stop to the bleeding as the British take Brooklyn. Night takes work, but look, we are outgunned, outmanned, outnumbered, outplanned. We gotta make it all outstand. Ain't your one gonna need a right hand man. Incoming! The battery down, the battery's in the damages. We gotta stop them and rob them of their advantages. Let's take a stand with a stamina. God is greater than Hamilton, all the bandage and yo. Let's get the cannons. Goes again and want some blood in the ship's bay. Goes again and we're abandoning Kip's Bay. There's another ship in, just a southern tip in. Can't afford another slip. Guns and horses get together. I decide to divvy up my forces. This finish, the British cut the city up. This close to giving up. Face a mass scrutiny. I scream in the face. Are these the men with which I am to defend America? We ride at midnight, Manhattan in the distance. I cannot be everywhere at once, people. I'm in dire need of assistance. Your Excellency, sir. Who are you? Aaron Burr, sir. Permission to state my case. As you were. Sir, I was a captain under General Montgomery until he caught a bullet in the neck in Quebec. And, well, in summary, I think that I can be of some assistance. I admire how you keep firing on the British from a distance. I have some questions, a couple of suggestions on how to fight instead of fleeing west.
Yes.
Well,
Your Excellency, you wanted to see me.
Hamilton, come in. Have you met Burr?
Yes, sir.
We keep meeting.
As I was saying, sir, I look forward to seeing your strategy play out.
Burr,
sir,
close the door on your way out.
Have I done something wrong, sir? On the contrary, I called you here because our odds are beyond scary. Your reputation precedes you, but I have to laugh, sir. Hamilton, how come no one can get you on their staff?
Sir,
don't get me wrong, you're a young man of great renown. I know you sold British candles while we were still downtown. Nathaniel Boone and Henry Knox wanted to hire you to be their secretary. I don't think so.
Then why are you upset?
I'm not. It's all right. You want to fight? You've got a hunger. I was just like you when I was younger. Head full of fantasies of dying like a martyr.
Yes, dying is easy, young man. Living is harder.
But why are you telling me this? I'm being honest. I'm working with a third of what our Congress has promised us. We are about a keg about to explode. I need someone like you to lighten the load. So?
Wait, my shot. I am not throwing away my shot.
And yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. Not throwing away my shot, son.
We are outgunned, outmanned.
Give me all the help you can get. I have some friends, Lawrence Mullen, Marquis de Lafayette. Okay, what else?
Outnumbered, outplanned.
Need some spies on the inside, some kingsmen who might let some things slide. I'll write to Congress and tell them we need supplies. You rally the guys, master the element of surprise. I'll rise above my station, organize your information till we rise to the occasion of our new nation, sir.
Here comes the general. Rise up. Here comes the general. Rise up. Here comes the general. Rise up. Here comes the general.
Hey, he's right hand man.
Boom!
There you go.
Ooh, that'll get you hyped up.
Yeah, man. Jonathan Young off of his single, Right Hand Man. He's working on an album right now of all the stuff that he's released on single and a fourth Disney album at the same time because the man is apparently a masochist.
You say?
Stop. If you want to know the reason why,
stop.
Him on the show because he wants to be, but because he's recording at least three songs when we're recording every single week, so you know.
That man is non-stop
writing like he's running out of time.
Oh. Jesus.
Doing covers like he's running out of time. Day and night like he's running out of time.
Day and night like
writing,
he's running out
doing
of time.
Covers.
You're the smartest in the room.
All right. By the way, when that comes on, Rachel always looks at me. Bad. You not always assume that I'm the smartest in the room, but I mean, the bar's set pretty low sometimes.
Oh.
Sweetheart, it's not a matter of your intelligence level. It's a matter of your arrogance level.
Oh.
I love you, but it's true.
Snap, Rock. Son. Oh, snap, son.
Bill, please back me up here. You understand the sentiment.
I'm not going there at all. We've got a segment that we need to get to. We've got a segment that we need to get to. Let's keep the show on the road. Let's keep the show on the road.
People are being timed in the street. Ryan Wall, Black, and the North Indian is what I do. So what I do is nice.
Stop. Oh, geek out.
No.
One on accident. Damn it.
Got a bit of jazz.
Budlong ones. Budlong.
Oh.
All right. So since we have the Rock God, the first Rock God of podcasting on the show, and we talked a lot about Rock.
The official way to say that is the Rocco. You might be a demigod. You might be, you know, the shit standing on my shoe, but I am the Rocco.
Wow.
You're
ever since
welcome.
The break, everyone's like got their shit pants on. Like, what's happening here?
CJ is just a
I know it's a lot
demigod.
Talking to a demigod, the hair, the bod, you know.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm just a generic god, so that's
I'll
exciting.
The rock demigod of podcasting.
I'm not a rock god. Although, I'm not a demigod. I'm just a generic god. So
you love
him. There you go.
Rock has played a demigod twice now.
Right?
That's true. That's true.
So I decided, and I didn't write any of these. So just as a heads up, I cannot guarantee the this
the quality rock of this content.
This classic rock trivia, but we do trivia almost every week. This is one Dale, you know, it's music, so Dale may have a chance in this one. So the rules are simple, folks. After I ask the question, I hear the first person I hear, I say their name, they give me the answer. If you are right, if you are wrong, somebody else gets to steal the points.
Who's keeping track? Someone should keep track. I don't have a notepad. I don't have a notepad at my desk. It's not my bag, which is one of the other.
Charles, Rachel, Jazz.
Are you doing it in the show notes? Is that what's happening here? Okay.
I'm not counting Dale. I'm just not going to get any.
I at least get one every week. The answer's always
30 seconds to Mars.
Hang on. No, nah. Just because you did that.
Check.
Just because you did that. Just because you did that. That is an inside joke. Just because you said that. Yes, CJ, you've been muted. Boom. That is an inside joke that
he has
literally
he got muted.
I don't think he realizes. Alright.
Now he does.
Alright, hang on. Now you can talk.
Unmute
him? There you go.
He unmute himself.
I had to unmute him.
No, I'm working.
Aren't we all?
What does the show title say? Dale's got his weird panties.
I always have my weird panties on. It's Friday, TGIF. There you go.
He's not wearing a sparkly hat, which disappoints me.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Where
so
is it? It's here somewhere.
64. One of their biggest hits, House of the Rising Sun, was the setting for this song.
Charles.
Yes.
That'd be New Orleans.
Yes, it is.
Correct.
I gotta make Brian Everett proud if I gonna do this.
Down in New Orleans.
Yeah, you fail miserably on this one. I'm gonna tell
Nolens.
All right. So, which song was investigated by the FBI because it was suspected of containing indecent lyrics?
Dale?
Three.
So I said,
come on, Brain, you know this one.
Dale fails. Jess.
As I feel like it was a song.
It was a song, yes.
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
All right.
Okay. I have a feeling that giving the multiple answers will give this a little bit easier. So okay. I will take away both fails. All right. Your choices are: I Can't Get No Satisfaction, Inagata DeVita, or Wooly Bully?
Charles. I think it might be Wooly Bully. Damn it.
Rachel.
Yes.
Louie.
Correct.
Oh.
All right.
He's investigated, though.
Next.
Probably. Anyway, carry on.
More than 17 minutes long, Inagata DeVita was originally just supposed to be a sound check while the group waited for producer Jim Hilton. What group recorded this classic? I'm not giving you answers on this one.
That would be The Simpsons.
In the Garden of Eden.
Right? The Garden of Eden.
Jazz? Led Zeppelin?
No! Come on.
I love this one.
So the answers could be Cream, Vanilla Fudge, Iron Butterfly, or Steppenwolf.
Dale.
Oh.
Cream.
Rachel.
Just because I want to say it.
Anybody?
Come on!
Hey, CJ. Is it moist?
No! See, I have the controls, and so I can mute him. You can't.
Iron Maiden.
No! It's not one of the choices either!
Sorry.
That was one of the choices you gave us, though, you butthole!
No, it wasn't.
Iron Butterfly, not Iron Maiden!
Oh. I'm sorry.
Jazz technically gets it.
Iron Butterfly.
Yay! Technicalities. Woo!
Alright. In 1967, the Beatles released Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Inspired by a child's drawing, it describes a dreamlike scene that invokes wild imagery. According to the lyric, these appear along the shore.
Yes. Taxis of yellow and...
Wrong! This is our newspaper, submarine, flying, and barbecued.
What? I'm so confused.
It is now, but I thought... Or is it cellophane flowers? Am I getting those mixed up?
Flowers.
Frick. Right. Oh, well. Anybody I know what else it is have... now. Faces.
Anybody else?
I'll try flying.
No.
Damn!
That was my answer.
Yes. Everyone's cutting
no,
out every
in,
like
you're out.
Everyone's cutting in and out like every 2 seconds, so I can't hear anyone. So I'm just sitting here.
Dale.
I can't. Can someone repeat the question? Because everyone can. Someone actually repeat the question? Because I don't. Everyone's cutting out every 2 seconds. So
take you.
All right.
I'm actually being serious here.
Nobody got that one.
I'm in the back with you.
Well, I can't get it if I can't hear the question. So this is a little not fair.
Another.
I know. So.
All right.
I just wanted to say.
Right
anyway,
first
go on.
There, Jazz.
My brain's all filled with Hamilton songs. I can't focus.
Question 5. It was a hit for Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs in 1965. I'm going to read these out because I want to read them. Jeremiah is Peabody's polysaturated, quick-dissolving, fast-acting, pleasant-tasting, and green and purple pills. The Streak, Wooly Bully, and Ahab the Arab.
Charles. It would be Wooly Bully.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Wooly Bully.
Two of those are Ray Charles songs, by the
first
way.
First and biggest hit.
I do like Jeremiah Peabody's polysaturated, quick-dissolving, fast-acting, pleasant-tasting, green and purple pills.
That should be our next red review.
That sounds like a Friday night to me.
That sounds like a next red review movie.
You know, in the 60s, that has to be an actual song.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure those are Ray Stevens songs.
Yeah, two of those are Ray Stevens songs.
The A right.
Said Ray Charles.
Did I say Ray Charles? Stevens Ray Stevens.
Said Ray Charles.
Everything.
Very different. One has Georgia on his mind. One is all about Jeremiah Peabody's polysaturated, quick dissolving, fast acting, pleasant, tasting purple and green pills. All right. In 1967, Van Morrison released the song that launched his solo career. In Brown Eyed Girl, what do they bring with them down to the old mine? A box of chocolates, transistor radio, picnic basket, or time for lovin'?
Rachel.
Dale.
Rachel. Yes.
Transistor radio.
All right. True or false? Three Dog Night had a hit with the song titled "Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog" in 1971.
Yes.
Dale.
But he also take it since he did it wrong.
No, come on.
Somebody else, say your name.
Dale. I did before.
All
Bye. Is this thing on?
Hey, something, Neil.
What's going on? I'm just gonna go true because that sounds about right.
No.
Oh,
right.
That song's "Joy to the World," not Jeremiah.
"Joy to the World," but it often refers to its line.
It is the first line. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Question 8. Deep Purple released "Smoke on the Water" in 1972. It tells the story of a hotel that burns down. How does the fire start? Flare gun, lightning, or kids with matches?
Rachel.
my voice got deep.
I figure she would have something to throw in about kids with matches.
You can impersonate Charles so well.
Oh, wow.
Ben abs.
And picks.
Lightning.
Jazz, your name.
Oh, I was going to guess lightning. Kids with matches.
Next. Wrong. Next. Jazz or Dale or Charles?
What were the options again?
What were the options?
Left. The two answers could be flare gun or cigarette.
Dale. Flare gun.
Cigarette.
Oh, god damn it! Charles, you get the points.
Oh.
Flare gun, really?
Oh. Rock and roll, baby.
But Frank,
that's boring.
So that's why a cigarette, you know.
Mothers were at the best place around. Some stupid with a flare gun burned the place to the ground.
Huh.
Legit.
I know the words of that song. I just know the guitar leg.
False. Remember to say your name first. The Deep Purple hit "Smoke on the Water" is based on real events. True or false?
Rachel.
Your name first.
Correct. Fuck you, Charles.
Now you're just screwing with him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Question 10. The last question.
You can thank Frank Zappa for that song, by the way.
Last question. Worth 5 million points. This is my favorite song of all time. Steppenwolf released "Born to Be Wild" in 1967. Since then, it has been used in many movies and television commercials. In 1969, it was used in a soundtrack for the first time.
Charles.
Which movie is it in? I heard Charles' name, but it was technically
right.
Your question.
It wasn't it's Easy Rider.
There you go. Charles takes it with 5 million points because it's the best song of all time.
I kind of like Magic Carpet Ride.
It's a little biased to me, but sure.
Well, but no, you know, that's fine.
All right, so our results are: in fourth place, Dale with 9. I called it. Third place, Rachel with 2 points. In second place, Jazz with 3 points, and in first place, Charles with 5,000,003 points.
On merit scoring, what's happening here?
All right, so on that note, I got nothing else, so let's go ahead and wrap this show up. Charles, where can people find you at on the internet?
Well, I want to say first, keep that music trivia, random trivia. That was fun. You know, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Keep
every week we do trivia. Usually it's Raul, but he's tuckered out. So I just literally Googled rock trivia, and I picked the first one that I found. So
and we did Aussie trivia last week, which was amazing. Sorry, we did Aussie trivia last week, and it was amazing.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Did you actually get a point?
I got some points.
I was the one doing it, so no, technically not. No. I still didn't get any points.
Dale did the Aussie trivia.
Did you just say Dale did the shit? Sorry, Charles. Continue.
Dale got no points. What a shock.
he was the quiz master.
Ross, where can people find you?
Well, my main show that I do right now, Rock Out of Podcasting.com. Love to do that. It's Tony Robbins Motivation meets Kevin Smith Storytelling. A little bit of filthiness, but Jim Swilly Truth Telling in there. It's a fun energy drink with a side of punch in the face in the morning. You're going to enjoy that. CharlesMcFall.com for a whole bunch of other shows. Giant Size Team Up Network. I do Pokemon Go podcast and Breaking the Panel there, along with a dozen, or not a dozen, about six other great shows. Blazing Defender Report with Travis Jones, DC on Screen, MCU Cast, Booze and Phasers. Not going to name them all because I'm going down the list. And Botch, the D&D podcast. All great stuff that I'm not on, but those are great people there. Facebook.com/RockGotAPodcast and Twitter's RockGotAPod. And that's about it.
Podcast network where you're not on every show. How do you work?
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. I hate podcast networks. Well, I mean, if you do this, I'm not knocking you, but I'm looking at like the Cliff Ravencrafts in the world where they go, I have a network of 12 shows. No, you do 12 shows, jackass. That's not a network.
No, I'm on mostly shows on this network, but not all of them.
And not all of them, right? I mean, you still got to do other stuff. So, yeah, and then you said I do the EMS show, EMS Underground, Thursdays afternoon, Georgia Institute of EMS. There's a slightly hidden show that nobody really knows about called Ermagerd. It's a mashup podcast that I do with my wife whenever the hell we feel like it. So that's on CharlesMcFall.com as well.
That's scheduling.
Yeah. Right on.
All right. Hold on. Put that in the show.
Changes. Well, while you do that, I want to say to CJ, thank you, man, for having me on. It's very rare that people invite me onto their shows, and I appreciate the opportunity to come and have fun with you guys and to see Rachel again.
I've been wanting to have you on. Guests have been a little weird since Dragon Con. So, like, I was like the first person. I came back after 2 weeks. I'm like, I really want to talk to Charles again.
Yeah, well, last time we were at DragonCon, he just invited himself on the show. So we should make it official this time.
But does it hold up without the corset and the white makeup and the pigtails?
Oh yeah, the attitude's the attitude, no matter what you're wearing.
All right. No, yeah, I'm the one with You can listen to the show live Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and Fridays at 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Time, over geek-io.net/live, twitch.tv/geekio show, tunein.alphageekradio.com, and diamondclub.tv. If you want to get a hold of us, you can via email, geekioshow@gmail.com, Twitter, Facebook, all of the social medias are all/geekioshow, or you can give us a call and leave us a message on our geek hotline, 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-Geek. Just remember, you can support this show and all of the shows on the Geek.io network over at patreon.com/geek.io. You can get hooked up with a Slack channel. You can make your own show on our network, you guys.
Oh, I want it. I want that to happen.
You get your own show next week. I made a suggestion, and now it's
stupidly
happening, and I'm sorry, everyone. We're going to do a rant and review of Nine Lives, which in the notes says it's Bill Murray as a cat, y'all, but it's not. It's Kevin Spacey as a cat.
Oh.
That's Garfield you're thinking of.
It's Bill Murray playing Kevin Spacey playing a cat. So.
You know, all them white people just look alike to CJ.
Yeah,
no. Kevin Spacey playing Bill Murray playing a cat.
And Kevin Bacon is in there somewhere for good measure. Walker. Just... There you go.
So, yeah, we're gonna watch that big steaming turd, and we're
is
gonna
it
talk
actually,
about it.
Can I stream it? Is it available?
Willing to bet
where
though.
I live?
It's on Amazon Prime streaming. I'm willing to bet though that it's better than Ridiculous 6.
No, everything's better than Ridiculous.
Everything is better than that.
Although I still haven't seen Michael Bond's super fun. Happiness ice cream.
Dude, that is so fun. Like it, like we shat on it, but it's so much fun. Like it is ridiculously fun.
What is that?
By the way, I think that's watch ahead, everyone. So you be prepared.
Those big time sexy Valentine's Day
bonanza.
That was my
happy,
favorite
fluffy ice cream time. Is that
favorite rant review.
Did the fact that. I actually sat and took fucking notes for that.
Yes, that was the best part of it. Rachel actually pulled out a notebook and took notes. Speaking of taking notes...
Oh, God, this bumper.
Now, it's time for the Geek IO Winter Movie Smackdown Update.
Yes, indeed. By the way, the week after next is probably going to be our Summer Movie Smackdown. Just putting that out there. I should probably plan to have an MC come on.
There we go.
Fifth place.
Dale is out of first place. That might not have to be Dale.
I'd do it again. Jez is going to do that. I got some plans. I have to talk to a certain somebody about, because he's been interested in doing something with us about it.
Whoa.
Yes.
You just tugged a boat on the air.
So in first place, it is not Dale.
Yes.
We have a new first place.
Yes, I'm Jared not in Butler. First. Thank God.
Over freaking Godzilla, or not Godzilla, Kong, for some weird-ass reason, like, stormed the movie theaters and put him in first place with $44 million, you guys.
$43 million.
44.
That's close enough. It rounds up to 44 right there.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All he needs is, like, you know,
0.99. Yeah, sure.
85,000 more.
96 or 86 cents.
Wow, I hear numbers just everywhere right now. Just it's like I'm a bingo.
So I gotta say, along the lines of Moana and some other stuff, these numbers prove that CJ cannot pick movies to save his life.
Yes.
Basically. That's why he tanks me.
And I pick all the crap. So.
Right. After we do our auction, we do kind of a who do we think, and I never say myself. Like,
TJ's winning by golf rules. He's in last place.
I win by golf rules. It's so it's second place is Dale with $38.7 million. In third place is Rachel with Beauty and the Beast and Logan, bringing her up to $35.2 million. In fourth place is Raul with $33 million, and I am in last place with $21 million. Right now in the game we have, of course, just finishing up, we have Logan and Rock Dog bringing in Rock Dog just breaking the entire thing.
$7 million.
$1 million.
Brought in Rachel $10 million. Kong Skull Island is currently bringing in Budlong $14 million all by itself.
Wow.
No, it's up to $115 million at this point.
No, this is the way that we
do ours a little bit differently.
How much we spend on movies actually count. If you're familiar with the Night Attack drafts, they just do
right.
We do gross domestic divided by how much we spent on it.
So it's a value.
Example,
not a
Beauty and the Beast. Rachel spent $20 on. It's brought in $206 million as of our report, before the show, which is netted Rachel dollars.
Right. I got you.
Yeah, it's more of a value thing. Dale.
Yes. Seriously.
Hello.
50 Shades Darker.
Good 50 morning.
50 Shades Darker. You thought that's going to do something for you, man?
Yeah. And Rings. Just say it. And
it's
Rings,
been
too.
Up
which...
for a while.
Yeah.
It did something.
And Rings, too, which is what? It
had more than 16 minutes worth of up.
Dale took the whole thing, a ton of movies, so that's how he tries to win the show. And he does. It's like I get to a point where I'm like, all right. So after Dale wins five times, once the person wins five times, I have to take him out of the auction.
And this is my fourth. And this is my fourth time. Yeah. If I win this time, I'm out. So that's why I yell.
Yes,
thank God I'm not winning.
With the same theory of taking a whole bunch of shit at low prices.
Hey, but my point of this time was trying to lose. I was trying to lose. Like. Seriously, and look at that lineup I have. Like, how is that a winning? How is that a winning lineup?
Coming up, we have Power Rangers. Power Rangers coming out next week. We have Ghost in the Shell and the Boss Baby, aka our current administration.
I like the fact that the foreigner picked that
for. Beauty and the Beast of the Boss Baby, and for the Boss Baby, Is Alec Baldwin obviously doing his Trump impersonation? I'm just like, I just can't not hear Trump anymore, especially when it comes to this movie.
Now here's a fun fact. I see that you picked Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, which I didn't miss you a whole lot. It didn't do much. But no.
Ass.
Yeah, I'm sure it's. No, I haven't even seen it, but I'm in it.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
fuck that movie in the ass.
Yeah, you can still fuck it in the ass. I don't care. Just fun fact.
And the $1 million a day.
That is the movie that has brought in the least amount of money.
Yeah, I know. I see that.
And earnings wise of our entire. Now, this is our seventh game?
Yes.
A few.
Yeah, only Dale has only not won one of our games.
No, I haven't won two.
Lost two of them.
Yeah, I've lost two of them. Yeah.
Because Connie won the first one, right?
Yeah.
And I know that I've won one.
So, yeah.
This is our fifth time on the pie. So this is the fifth game.
The first one with the database. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. So the older ones don't count.
They count. they're in the records. They just, the records.
They're just...
Whenever we pull the stats at the end of the SmackDown, we don't really get those. So
I gotta say that the Boss Baby is gonna put Dale back on top. That's
I don't think so.
Especially if bringing $13, it's probably
$13 though.
Maybe still has one more week though to get Rachel some money, so it might give her enough cushion to survive the onslaught of the Boss Baby.
$13 though, that's what I'm nervous about.
Goes to Michelle. Michelle, what sleeperhead?
I think
Ghost in the Shell's gonna do some money.
That's gonna bring in like $800 million and just put me on top.
You wish.
So that's the new Star Wars Episode 7. I'm telling you that right now.
No.
Hey Dale, what do we have? What have been doing on the Geek.io network?
Speaking about going on top. See, I don't know. That's a terrible segue. CJ, CJ is cooking on Twitch.
I am. I made frittatas on Twitch, you guys.
Actually, this one would have been more appropriate for that segue. S4 is ironing.
They're ironing their fists.
Yeah, this is much better than what I put in there. I just wanted to hear Dale say this. Go ahead. Everybody, no.
S4 is iron fisting and more. What the and more? What's that meant to mean? Howard Stacks is up with the Batman v Superman live from Pexicon and Pokemon Indigo League.
Pexicon?
I said Pexicon. Anyway. Mexicon. Gamer Geeks is still, for some reason, not still, covering No Man's Sky. And Brendan is back! And killer teddy bears! Where the hell did my script go?
Stop editing the notes while he's reading them, CJ.
No!
Life of an Accountant Droid is doing variants in investment. My Android taste test and reviews, Logan. Yeah, we're serious. The Mana Pool reveals the sins to Water Depp. And the generic live show talks everything from the Sydney Harbour Bridge turning 85 to the much-beloved Trump Care.
All right, Rachel, what show titles do we have?
Oh, well, let me go back up to the top here. It's always good to be on top.
Hello.
Candidates. Gays, Geeks, and Games. Gamers glow for glory holes.
Gamers glow for glory holes?
Gamers glow for glory holes.
You said glow.
You said glow.
Show titles while we're reading the show titles.
Yeah. I'm not a teist. No, that's Minnie Mouse. On my head. A ring and a half of that is me. In Narnia, the lion, the bitch, and that dragon doe. Fabulous dragon titties.
from mind fuck to dragon tits. I just come on them and blow shit up. This man pecs. Guys, you need to learn how to spell pecs. Good lord.
Chanel. Chanel number one.
Dale. A capital D, Dale. Jesus.
I didn't type that.
Just because you said that. Dale and his weird panties are on. Penis con. On top. Is on top. Gamers glow for glory holes. And Captain D Dale.
Capital. That's capital. That's capital. I like Captain D Dale.
I thought I had my show title picked, and then you said Captain D Dale.
Captain D Dale. Fighting crime. With his sparkly hat on. Captain D Dale to the rescue.
Oh, he's getting the sparkly hat on.
All right, folks. On that note, we're going to leave for the week.
Anywhere.
Back at all the shit hits the fan again. All right.
Look at all the show titles.
No, the fan is up there and over there. See, look, the fan is up there. It's not on. Nothing's hit it yet.
All right, folks. We will see you right back here next week where we're talking about maybe Bill Murray, possibly somebody else playing a cat in 9 months.
Bill Murray's impersonation of Kevin Spacey impersonating a cat. CJ and the Geek IO Network crew.
Good night, everyone.
All right, folks. We will see you back here next week. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
This has been a Geek IO Media Network production. Copyright 2017.